The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And this time around, we're going to start off with the North Carolina Museum of Art, that, of course, on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. The phone number, 919-839-6262. All right, September 8th through the 10th, it is Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. This is fabricating fantastical worlds with the most ordinary of materials. Paper Hand Puppet Intervention has been wowing audiences for over 15 years. Each year's production is new and original, and all feature giant puppets, stilt dancers, shadow puppets, and great live music. Saturday, September 16th at the North Carolina Museum of Art, the fifth annual The Dudes Abides Party, with special guest Jimmy Dale Smokey Gilmore. For the fifth The Dude Abides Party, great Texas singer-songwriter Jimmy Dale Gilmore will perform before the screening of The Big Lebowski. Gilmore is best known as a member of the West Texas trio, the Flatlanders. He has made several fine albums on his own and wrote the classic song Dallas. Saturday, September 23rd, it's Angelique Kidjo with Diali Sisoko and Kira Bob. That program is sold out, but of course there may be a waiting list, and you could check with the Museum of Art about that. They've got their lineup released for its Sights and Sounds concert series, with all the events starting at 2 on Sundays, unless noted. All right, September 17th, Anniversaries for Lenny. Acclaimed pianist Laura Downs presents a program of Leonard Bernstein's Anniversaries for Piano, along with 20 newly commissioned anniversaries in celebration of the centennial of the composer's birth. Downs is accompanied by Bernstein's son, Alexander, who narrates the program. Friday, October 13th, it's Mallarmé Chamber Players and the Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. The popular Durham-based Mallarmé Chamber Players accompany a special screening of the classic The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. Exhibits a ghostly sleepwalker in a carnival just as a series of terrifying murders erupt. The stark expressionism of the twisted alleys and jagged buildings haunts this pioneering horror film, both a world cinema landmark and a menacing foreshadowing of World War II. That show starts at 8 p.m. October 29th, Sights and Sounds Concert Series, Juilliard String Quartet. The renowned Juilliard String Quartet, widely known as the quintessential American string quartet, performs a concert featuring the music of Haydn, Dvorak, and Bartok. When the quartet first toured outside of New York City in the 1940s, it made Raleigh an early stop. Don't miss the return of this iconic ensemble. As we look a little further in the scheduling for the Sights and Sounds Concert Series, UNCG Faculty Voice Duo, that's November 19th. January 21st, Isosceles String Quartet. February 11th, Duchamp and McKenzie Duo. March 18th, American Chamber Players. May 13th, Symphony Winds. And the May 20th event is the North Carolina Viol Consort. Okay, audio-described performances coming up. Sunday, September 3rd, Crowns, Raleigh Little Theater. a moving and celebratory musical play with hats becoming a springboard for an exploration of black history and identity as seen through the eyes of a young black woman who's moved south to stay with her aunt after her brother is killed in Brooklyn. Curtain goes up at 3. Tuesday, September 19th, The Cake. Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill's Paul Green Theater. Della makes cakes, not judgment calls. But when the daughter of an old friend reappears in her life with a new surprise, Della is forced to re-examine some of her deeply held beliefs. Food, faith, and family loyalty collide in a paradigm-shifting comedy that's sure to leave you hungry for more. Performance begins at 7:30. Thursday, September 21st, Dream Girls, Cape Fear Regional Theater. The heartbreaks of showbiz, love, and music all collide in Dream Girls to create a modern-day classic that is sure to sing and dance its way into your heart. Set in the music scene of the 60s and 70s, a young female singing trio gets their big break, but as their star rises, so do tensions in the group. Things begin to spin out of control when their egomaniacal agent singles out one to be the leader. This starts at 7:30. Friday, September 22nd, Pride and Prejudice. NC State's Titmuss Theater. In a world obsessed with marriage, the charming, independent-minded, and very single Elizabeth Bennet knows that options are limited for a girl of no fortune. But that won't stop her overzealous matchmaking mother, who's determined to find suitors for Elizabeth and her four sisters, however unsuitable they may be. Lizzie's determined not to let her feelings triumph over good sense, especially with the handsome but proud Mr. Darcy. Curtain goes up at 7:30. Then Saturday, September 30th, it's Circus 1903, Durham Performing Arts Center. The producers of the world's biggest magic show, The Illusionists, have teamed up with the award-winning puppeteers from War Horse to present a thrilling turn-of-the-century circus spectacular. Sensational puppetry puts elephants back in the ring as never seen before, along with a huge cast of the most unique, amazing, and dangerous circus acts from all four corners of the world. And this starts at 8 o'clock. Durham Performing Arts Center, Carolina Ballet, and Theater in the Park have all committed to offer audio description for performances requested with a 2-week advance notice. Call the box office of the respective theater to purchase tickets and request additional accommodations. All right, Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-828-5233. August 31st through September 2nd, it's Tony Roberts, stand-up veteran and comedian's comedian. Roberts has been cracking up audiences since 1992. Since then, he's graced the stages of some of the country's premier comedy clubs and been a featured performer on everything from Def Comedy Jam to BET's Comic View. September 7th through the 10th, Piff the Magic Dragon. Part comedian, part magician, and 100% dragon, Piff the Magic Dragon recently completed a 16-week residency at the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas and was a finalist on the recent season of America's Got Talent. Show content is PG-13. September 14th through the 16th at Goodnight's, Lavelle Crawford. Adored by audiences far and wide, Lavelle has built a large and devout fan base playing theaters, comedy clubs, and colleges across the country. September 28th through October 1st, Arnez J. To those in the know, Arnaz is quickly emerging as one of the hottest, most talked about comedic artists in the game. His raw energy, talent, and comedic skill quickly landed Arnaz the coveted hosting slot on BET's longest-running comedy series, Comic View. Now, you may want to research the type of material presented by a particular performer in case that's not what you or your family might enjoy. All shows are 18+, unless noted. And I did note that on Piff the Magic Dragon. Show content is PG-13. All right, we'll move to the lineup at the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Wednesday, August 30th, Cranford Hollow with C2 and the Brothers Reed. Thursday, August 31st, local band Local Beer. This is Blueberry, Arson Daily, Tomato Dodgers, and Barefoot Monty. Friday, September 1st, Tropodelic with Bumpin' Uglies. That's at 8. Saturday, September 2nd, Jason Adamo Band with The New Schematics. Sunday, September 3rd, Tweed with Electric Soul Pandemic. Tuesday, September 5th, The Magic Beans with After Funk. Wednesday, September 6th, Roots of Creation with Crane and Oogie Wawa. Thursday, September 7th, Primitive Ways Day Party. This is from 1 to 5. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, September 8th, 7, 8, and 9, Hopscotch Music Festival concerts. Friday, September 8th, Carolina Waves, K97.5. Wolf Tracks, official Hopscotch Day Party. This starts at 1. Saturday, September 9, Big Ed's Bloody Brunch Day Party. That starts at noon. Sunday, September 10th, Culture Hopscotch Day Party at 2:30. Tuesday, September 12th, Steady Flow. Wednesday, September 13th, Underground System. That's at 8. Thursday, September 14th, Dragmatic featuring Christiane and the Strays and the Eric Schultz Band. All right, the Ritz, located on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows at 8, unless noted. Tuesday, September 12th, John Bellion, The Human Condition Tour, Part 3. Wednesday, September 13th, 2 Chainz, Pretty Girls Like Trap Music Tour, 2017. Friday, September 15th, Chase Rice, Lambs and Lions Tour. Friday, September 22nd, Hanson, 25th Anniversary, Middle of Everywhere Tour. Saturday, September 23rd, STS 9 at 7:30. Monday, September 25th, Mute Math, Play Dead Live. And we'll move on to the lineup at the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. Thursday, August 31st, The Introduction featuring Basic and Cloudy Nueve with Vestang and Dirty Buntle at 10. Hope I got all his names right. Friday, September 1st, Pulse Electronic Dance Party at 9. Saturday, September 2nd, Nevermind with Joe Hero at 9. Wednesday, September 6th, Tank Savage Tour at 8. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Lincoln Theater hosting some of the Hopscotch Music Festival events. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, September 7, 8, and 9. Saturday, September 16th, Johnny Folsom 4. Of course, that's a Johnny Cash tribute, 8:30. Wednesday, September 20th, John Mark McMillan presents the Mercury and Lightning Tour featuring special guests The Brilliance and LaPierre. That starts at 7:30. Then Thursday, September 21st, Battle of the Broker Bands. That is at 5:30. Friday, September 22nd, The Breakfast Club at 9. And then Sunday, September 24th, it is Mike Gordon. Back Porch Music on the Lawn, American Tobacco Amphitheater. Concerts are free and held on Thursday evenings from 6 until 9. And there are two concerts left, August 31st, Seldom Seen with Cicadia Rhythm. Since their inception in 1971, the Seldom Seen have thrived on playing bluegrass a little differently than everyone else. If other bands used a fiddler, the Seldom Seen used a dobro. If others relied on old standards, the Seldom Seen played rock classics like J.J. Cale's After Midnight. Through skilled musicianship and an urban approach to bluegrass, the Seldom Seen have become one of the most influential, if not the most influential, bluegrass band of their time. Again, that's August 31st, Back Porch Music on the Lawn, Seldom Seen with Cicadia Rhythm. Then the final concert of the series, Back Porch Music on the Lawn, is September 14th, Billy Strings with Whiskey Shivers. Whether sharing stages with acoustic music royalty, crisscrossing the nation, playing as a solo artist, or performing high-energy, jaw-dropping sets at festivals, their reaction to Billy Strings tends to come in two varieties. Who is this guy? And that kid can play. And he won IBMA's 2016 Momentum Awards Instrumentalist of the Year for guitar, banjo, and mandolin. Well, the city of Raleigh is hosting a bunch of events during the month of September. We'll go through some of them. This information is provided by the Raleigh News and Observer. In the third year of a combined push to get residents and visitors to downtown Raleigh, Mayor Nancy McFarland had detailed a number of events happening as labeled 2017 Raleigh Main Events: Music, Art, Innovation, and Noise. Okay, it includes September 11th's Day of Service. September 2nd and 3rd, the African American Cultural Festival of Raleigh and Wake County, an annual celebration of African American culture as expressed through art, music, dance, food, and community. September 7 and 8, Hopscotch Design Festival. September 7th through the 10th, it's the Hopscotch Music Festival. September 10th, Marbles Makers Mashup. September 11th, of course, we mentioned the Day of Service for 9/11. September 14th through the 17th, it's SparkCon. September 16th, it's BugFest. Open your eyes, mind, and mouth to the amazing world of bugs when the Museum of Natural Sciences in downtown Raleigh hosts its 21st annual BugFest, the nation's largest single-day bug event, on Saturday, September 16th, 9 to 7. Eat bug-filled dishes at the cafe and cheer on your favorite roach at the Roachingham 500 and more. And it is all free. September 19 and 20, CED Tech Venture Conference. September 22nd through the 24th, it is the Ray Price Capital City Bike Fest. And we'll go through some of the other ones as the dates get closer. Cary's Coca Booth Amphitheater on Regency Parkway in Cary, of course. September 7th through the 10th, Theater Raleigh presents Rock of Ages, and that's with 80s music. Wednesday, September 13th, the Grass Cats, part of the Pickin' and Pines Bluegrass series. Friday, September 15th, Garrison Keillor's A Prairie Love and Comedy Tour. Saturday, September 16th, Funny Guys Jeff and Larry's Backyard Barbecue with Bob and the Showgram. Tuesday, September 19th, Two Cellos, The Score Tour. Wednesday, September 20th, Lorraine Jordan. Saturday, September 23rd, it's the 4th Annual Dragon Boat Festival. Sunday, September 24th, an evening with Allison Krause and David Gray. Switching to Red Hat Amphitheater on South McDowell Street in Raleigh. The lineup for the rest of the season, Wednesday, September 20th, Lauren Hill along with NAS. Saturday, September 23rd, Newsboys. Friday and Saturday, September 29 and 30th, it's the IBMA Wide Open Bluegrass events. Monday, October 2nd, The Head and the Heart with special guest, The Shelters. Friday, October 6th, Citizen Cope, and that's a free event. And then Wednesday, October 11th, Kid QD. Coastal Credit Union Park at Walnut Creek. The season is winding down. We have five concerts left. Friday, September 1st, Green Day and Catfish and the Bottlemen. Friday, September 8th, Jason Aldean, Chris Young, and Kane Brown. Saturday, September 23rd, Brantley Gilbert, Tyler Farr, and Luke Combs. Friday, September 29th, Jack Johnson. And then Friday, October 6th, the Zach Brown Band. All right, let's take a look at some of the culture events occurring at the universities in the area. Arts NC State. Events are held at Tally Student Union Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday, September 15th, Lucky Plush Productions presents Rooming House. Ever wanted a sneak peek into the artistic process? Now's your chance. Join NC State Live favorite Lucky Plush Productions as they develop their newest dance theater work, Rooming House, which is set to have its premiere later this year in Chicago. September 21st through October 1st, Pride and Prejudice. Saturday, September 23rd, John Pizzarelli Quartet with Catherine Russell. Catherine Russell has been hailed by the Huffington Post as a legend hiding in plain sight, while Town and Country calls John Pizzarelli hip with a wink. Tuesday, October 3rd, Aquila Theater presents Sense and Sensibility. To commemorate the 200th anniversary of Jane Austen's death, Aquila Theater breathes life into one of Austen's most beloved works in a wildly inventive new production. Sense and Sensibility poignantly tells the story of the Dashwood sisters, Eleanor and Mary Ann, members of a wealthy English family of landed gentry, as they must deal with circumstances of sudden destitution. They are forced to seek financial security through marriage. Wednesday, October 18th, Phila Danko and Rennie Harris Pure Movement, straight outta Philly. Okay. There we go with some of the events coming up at NC State. Carolina Performing Arts. Most programs are at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, unless noted. Thursday, September 7th, Jojo Abbott. Dive into the dreamy multiple worlds of Ghanaian global fusionist Jojo Abbott, coupling Afrobeat, jazz, reggae, and electronica with fashion, film, literature, and performance art. Performance is at 7:30. September 28th through October 1st, Cold Mountain. Curtain goes up at 7:30 on the 28th and at 2 on October 1st. Tuesday, October 10th, Paduja Amuzajevic, reimagining the classical recital experience. This unusual performance features Haydn piano sonatas alongside modern works for prepared piano. Concert starts at 7:30 in Mieser Auditorium. Wednesday, October 25th, András Schiff, the Hungarian-born pianist and conductor, His recitals of major keyboard works by J.S. Bach, Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven, Schubert, Chopin, Schumann, Bartok, and others. Memorial Hall at 7:30. And Duke performances. All shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, September 7th, the Lost Bayou Ramblers. They begin Duke performances 2017-18 season with an exclamation point before joining the North Carolina Symphony to perform the score for Beasts of the Southern Wild. The Ramblers, a Cajun family band with influences that include garage rock and punk, will rattle the walls of the downtown Durham rock club, The Pinhook. Friday and Saturday, September 8 and 9, Beasts of the Southern Wild with Wordless Music, North Carolina Symphony, and the Lost Bayou Ramblers. Saturday, September 23rd, it's Chompy Concert Number 1, featuring Rachel Kuypers, Yonan Viola, and Brent Wissick on cello. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Sunday, September 24th, Vicente Amigo, modern flamenco master, began playing a guitar as a young child. Two decades later, at the Universal Exposition of Seville, Amigo shared the stage with one of his favorites, who became a lifelong friend, confidant, and collaborator. Performance starts at 7, Page Auditorium. Saturday, September 30th, American Brass Quintet. Wednesday, October 4th, the Civilians plus Ethan Lipton School Project. This is at Motorco Music Hall. Friday and Saturday, October 6 and 7, world premiere, new work for Goldberg Variations, featuring Pam Tanowitz dance and Simone Dinnerstein on piano. This is at Reynolds Industries Theater. Then on Saturday, October 14th, Bill Callahan with Nathan Bowles plus Jake Zerez Fussell. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. Now, if you have any comments or questions about this program, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.